Hey everybody, welcome back to The Simple Creative. I'm your host, Oladimeji Ajegbile, and this is a podcast about turning simple ideas into creative ones. I've been thinking of new ways to brush up this particular intro, and I'll need your help very soon. We'll get there. But today's session is an AME session. That's where you get to ask me anything. But it's not live, so I did this on Instagram where I asked a couple of questions, and the responses that came in were pretty amazing, a lot of them. So thank you so much for asking questions. I would go through each and every one of them, but I'm really sorry if I won't be able to answer your question today because there are quite much, a lot of them here. So please bear with me if I don't answer your question, but definitely I'll respond to each and every one of them on Instagram. And so I'm on a water challenge for 30 days. And that what that means is I'll be drinking just water for 30 days, no carbonated drinks or any other thing that has sugar. That's a drink now. And this is what I'll be using to measure my progress. I'll take at least 3 of these in a day. So if you're interested in doing that with me, just join. I started today. So for those that are interested, just drop a comment and we'll get there. So let's get to the podcast. All right, so starting with the questions, there were some very interesting questions here, and I'll be careful to answer some of them, and I'll take my time to answer most of them. So I don't know how this will go, but it's looking interesting already. So so the first question here says, how do you select people you interview on your podcast? I actually don't have any particular criteria for choosing people I interview on my podcast. It's just if I see that you're doing something awesome, you're doing something creative, and you started with something very little, like an idea people feel is impossible, and then you're doing something like that, you get to feature on the podcast. The people I've actually brought to the podcast before now, there've been people that I have they've inspired me in some areas, and I feel they could also help others, you know, to get inspired as well. So that's how I pick people that come on my podcast. But the podcast is just about free conversations, how we can talk about ourselves and what can interest us. So it's not really something big that you have to have a criteria to actually choose these people. So those are the things I just look out for when getting a guest for my podcast. Another question here is, what qualifies someone to be a creative? What qualifies someone to be a creative? This is a tricky question, but I believe everybody is creative. Everybody's creative. If you're someone, if you can actually think of an idea and execute it, I think you're qualified to be called a creative person. Because I'm a Christian, and God created everybody to be creative because God himself is creative. So if you can think of ideas and find ways to actually bring it to life, then you are someone who is creative. Another question, do you enjoy being a YouTuber? Oh my God. Okay, point of correction, I'm not a YouTuber. I don't like to call myself one. I just create content on YouTube. If there was any other platform that you could put this content on, I'll definitely put the content on those places too. So it doesn't mean I'm a YouTuber. I think maybe you can start calling yourself a YouTuber when you probably start making money with YouTube. So, All right. Okay. How old are you, Dimeji? I'll reserve this person's identity. How old are you? Yes, I'm 24. I'm 24. So what do you film your videos with? Okay. You might not believe this, but I actually film my videos with my phones. I currently use a Pixel 2, which is the one I'm using to film right now. And this is an LG V20. So that's why I used to film my videos, my podcast, and every other thing. Even though I have additional accessories to help me do that with lights, the microphones, and, you know, quality sound. So just to get everything rolling. So I use my phones to film my videos. What's the future plans for The Simple Creative? Future plans. Trust me, I don't know yet. I remember there was the very first episode I mentioned that this is something new and I don't know why I'm doing this. So it's something that can develop into something else eventually, maybe a live TV show. I don't know. So, but I'm very sure the Simple Creative has a very bright future. I'm very aware of that. I'm very, very, yeah, I'm very, very concerned about that. Sorry, hold on. All right. So another question here. I want to start a podcast. Can you be my mentor? No, I can't be your mentor. I'm sorry. I can only give you advices on what to do and how to go about it. But mentor, I don't even know how to podcast yet. Like, I'm still learning. Just 30 episodes down the line. So I'm still in the process. So I can recommend some people for you. Don't worry, I'll message you privately. I'll recommend some people for you to actually watch their videos, learn from them. You can actually reach out to them. There are some that are Nigerians that you can actually look up to, you know, starting the podcast. There are a lot of them. I listen to some beautiful ones. I'll share some links in the description. Another question. We follow the Simple Creative and you're doing really well. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Okay. So I think some of these questions are from my family on Instagram. Saw your pictures in Pixels and they are amazing. We should work on something together soon. Yeah, I would love that too. Don't worry, I'll message you privately. I'd love that too. So another question. This is interesting. I noticed you always wear gray crew neck shirt in all your videos. Why?
Okay.
I'm actually guilty. I'm wearing a gray t-shirt. Okay, this is an interesting story. Let me just say quickly. So beginning of this year, I had some resolutions, and while going through the resolutions, I discovered that I had too many things I don't use. For example, I had a couple of socks. I had some pairs of socks I haven't worn since 2015. And I was just thinking to myself, why do I still keep these things? I don't need them. So what's the point keeping them? So I just had to do it with all the things in my wardrobe that I felt I don't wear. On a normal day, you'll probably just see me wear a t-shirt and jeans. Even on Sundays, most times, that's what you see me wear. So I just felt I should stick to one thing, since this is what I wear all the time, instead of going into my wardrobe and seeing tons of clothes, and I'll just pick out that single jean and that t-shirt and wear. So that's why I wear this. But another advantage to it is, when I film with my phone, since the aperture is not too large and, you know, you keep seeing noise and everything, you can't really see noise on a gray t-shirt. That's why I actually went for gray t-shirt. So it could have been any color, but I decided to choose gray. Are you single? If you are, there's a wink wink emoji on the question. Are you single? No, I'm single. Let's leave it at that. All right. Make a video about design and branding trends. Actually, I just did. My last upload on YouTube talked about value branding versus physical branding. So you could check it out up there. And, we'll get to talk about that more. So I actually host this series called the Brand Series. It started on Instagram and now it's on Instagram and YouTube. So you can follow as I talk about branding. Why did you wait till now to start creating content? This question is heavy. I've always wanted to create content, but I didn't know how to go about it. I felt I wasn't ready. I felt I was, I didn't have what it takes yet. That was as at 2015, 2016. But then I started to notice that there are things I know and I feel others should also know these things. That's what actually pushed me to creating content. But if you check my Instagram post today, talking about why you should start creating content, I didn't start creating content because I wanted the following, even though the following is important. Not that I wanted to have tons of subscribers, or I always wanted to post on social media or create content. But the reason I actually started creating content was to actually improve myself. I discovered that the more I learn, if I don't push out some of these things I learn, I won't feel comfortable just keep learning without any other place to actually share what I've learned. So that's one of the reasons why I started creating content. If you ever come to Abuja, can I feature on your podcast? All right. If you're watching, yes. I should be coming to Abuja soon, so let's see how that works. Why are you in Lagos? Sorry, why are you in Ibadan? Come to Lagos. this is tough. I really want to, you know, change my location, but you people keep complaining that Lagos is hard, and then you want me to come to Lagos. No. I love Ibadan. I'll stay in Ibadan. Ibadan is cool. You know, Sneaks Dave can attest that Ibadan is cool. So, I have passion for makeup and music, and I want to start creating content on YouTube. Any advice? Yes. And the advice I have for you is, don't push yourself too hard, thinking you need the best, the top and new guests to actually start creating content. Whatever it is you have at your disposal, make use of them. Like, reinvent those things and try and use them to create content for a start. And then as time goes on, you can start upgrading as, you know, as you grow in the content creating world. So it doesn't seem too bulky on you when you start at first. And then do something you're passionate about. Since you have passion for makeup and music, I would tell you, you should start doing that right away. You know, the world is your oyster. Paint the canvas the way you want. You have my go ahead. Okay. Have you started making money on YouTube? No. Maybe when I start, I'll tell you guys. All right. Your podcast has been a real resourceful place for me. I learned something new from every episode. I'm very grateful. I'm happy. You know, what I do inspires you. So thank you so much for this. It means a lot to me. It means a lot. What did you study in school? Yeah, I studied architecture. And that is why I'm taking architecture. Yeah, I studied architecture. Let me just leave it at that. So I try to rearrange the questions so that I can answer them the way I feel. So, why aren't you practicing architecture? I think it's from the same person. At the moment, I feel I still need to learn more about architecture, take another degree if possible. So I don't want to start practicing when I'm not, you know, to standard. I think that's what I feel. I should have gotten to a level where I know I'm satisfied with what I've learned and now I can give to the world, just the way I started creating content. What's been your greatest fear with content? With creating content, my greatest fear with creating content is, not understanding what I'm creating. For example, if I create content from things I haven't experienced, I don't think that would make any sense. Take for example, I used the example not too long ago that you own a fashion brand, a male fashion brand, and then you're trying to create content or a blog, write a blog post about, the differences between slim fit dress or clothes and smart fit. And you've not done your research on these things. You don't know exactly what it means. And then you're creating content about it. It will make you feel mediocre, kind of. So I feel one of my greatest fears with content creation is, not being able to pass the right message or passing a message I have not experienced before. That won't be fun. Trust me. You ask this question a lot on every episode. How do you deal with doubt? Okay, the continuation is answer some of the questions you ask your guests. Like, how do you deal with doubt? Okay, I'll answer this. The way I deal with doubt, I think doubt is inevitable. Everybody experiences it. At some point, you just feel like you're not good enough. Like you don't know what to do next. Like things just don't seem to go the right way. So what I do is, first of all, I pray. I think that's one thing that has been helping me a lot. I pray and I communicate with God. Just try and free my heart of the burdens that I'm facing about any particular thing that is making me doubt. And then the next thing is I use positive affirmations. I tell myself I can do it. You're good for this. You're an interesting person. Just go ahead and learn these things properly. So, those are the kind of things I do just to help myself, you know, when things seem difficult and I'm in doubt. Another question. What's your favorite color and food? Okay. My favorite color used to be blue, but now I think it's black and gray or monochrome, just simple. And food. I don't really have any special food like that. I can eat any type of food as long as it's sweet, it's delicious, and maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Why don't you smile? Oh, come on. I smile. This is not fair. I smile. I'm very sure I know the person has sent this question. Yeah, I smile, even though it's not all the time, but at least I try to smile a little bit. So I don't seem like a robot creating content looking like this every time. So I try to smile. How do you know you're addicted to social media? Okay. You just know. Like, you spend 4 hours a day on Instagram or on Twitter. That should give you a hint. You prefer to use social media than to actually read a book or stay with family and friends, then you should know. You love staying all to yourself. You don't talk to people, but you chat a lot. Then you should start getting a clue. That's from my own angle, Sha. So, how old are you, Dimeji? Yeah, I've already answered that. I'm 24. What cameras do you use? Your pictures on Pixels are very nice. Oh, by the way, I actually upload some very beautiful pictures on Pixels. I create them personal pictures and I put up there. So, and interestingly, I have over 1 million views on Pixels. So, if you're interested, you could actually check it out. And yeah, I was featured on Glow Unlimited's Instagram. That was awesome, and a couple of other places. So you can actually check it out. I'll drop a link. Who is your favorite YouTuber in Nigeria? Actually don't have a favorite YouTuber in Nigeria, but there are some people I really love watching their content, like Fisayo Fosudo, Miss Techie. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I love Snakes Dave also. I love Snakes Dave a lot. He does very good things. He was a last person I had on the podcast. You can actually check up his channel. I'll put a description up there or a link. Then, I love The Co because his contents are genuine. He does makeup and you just understand that, you know, people are trying to create good things. So there are a lot of them. I don't want to start mentioning names, but the few I've mentioned, I really love their content. Why did you become a YouTuber? Like I said, I am not a YouTuber. I just love creating content and YouTube is one of the places where I actually push them out. There are tons of places I push out my content. LinkedIn, Pixels, WhatsApp. Places I have access to. So even though I don't tweet much, so you probably won't really see much of me on Twitter. Why did you stop the brand series? I didn't stop the brand series. Really, I didn't stop the brand series. I only took a break, but now it's back on because an episode dropped this week on Tuesday, so you could check it out. Difference between value branding and physical branding. You always look too serious in your videos. Loosen up. No be one now. All right. I'll take that into consideration. I've actually tried to smile a lot. And one of the reasons why I drink a lot of water is just to loosen myself and feel free. So, I love the episode about clients. Oh, thank you. I love my clients too. What camera do you use to make your videos? Yeah, I already mentioned that, so just go back and check. And okay, the last question I'll be hosting on this particular episode is, what's the best podcast hosting site? Okay, I actually don't know which one is the best because I use SoundCloud. So, but I think there are a couple more. I think there's Buzz Sound. I think there you can. I don't know. I use SoundCloud, so and that's what works for me. That's what I've been using since I started the podcast. So, yeah, that's about it. I don't know if you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, just subscribe to this podcast. I think if you do that, it'll mean a lot to me. It's not paid, it's free, so you can actually do it at any time you feel like. But I really appreciate it if you do. And if you enjoy this podcast, just type something, comment, tell me something you love about the podcast. And I'm out of words. So thank you so much for watching and till next Wednesday.